Good day, everyone. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Network. Time to take a look at our agricultural markets here today. Market analyst Tom Lefter joins us when we come back in just a moment.
Well, cattle producers, it's another Superior Video Livestock Auction. Actually, a pair of them coming up Friday, January 30th on Dish Network Satellite 232 and SuperiorClickToBid.com. Starting at 8 a.m. Central Time, Superior will be offering 33,800 head. That'll include 9,300 yearling steers, 5,400 yearling heifers, 10,900 weaned calves, 5,800 calves on cows, 900 bred stock and weigh cows as well. If you'd like to know details about when the various cattle will be sold, preview a video on a select lot, you can visit the website, SuperiorLivestock.com, or as always, call them at 800-422-2117. 8 a.m. is the start time for the feeder cattle auction. Then a Superior Video select female sale will start at approximately 3 p.m. following the feeder cattle sale. 2,100 head will be offered for the select female sale. Again, for more details, go to SuperiorLivestock.com.
Welcome back, everyone. Tom Lefler joins us now from Lefler Commodities. And Tom, we're going to start with a look at our livestock futures. Of course, coming off a cattle on feed report from Friday, our cattle futures ended, lower across the board on Friday.
That's right, Dave. It was a pretty disappointing day Friday as the entire cattle complex spent the session trading negative and many contracts closed down the limit. Now, we will have an expanded limits today, both in live cattle and feeder cattle. That makes 450 on live cattle, 675 on feeder cattle. We also saw on Friday our box beef on the choice down $1.91, selects down $1.66, and a total movement of 139 loads. Cattle kill estimated 108,000 head. The weekly kill, 576,000. Cash feeder index was up 22 cents. We also had our cattle on feed report Friday. The report was slightly friendly due to the lower than expected placements at 92%. Now, on the close, we saw Feb cattle down the $3 limit, March feeders down $4.50 Friday, and Feb lean hogs $2.30 lower.
We're going to check the grains when we come back in just a moment.
Get the latest ag news and markets right on your smartphone with the Radio Oklahoma Network smartphone app, featuring the latest national and local ag news, daily ag markets, and radio and TV interviews with Farm Director Ron Hayes visiting with the ag industry's top newsmakers. The app is available for both iPhone and Android-based smartphones. Just search for Oklahoma Farm Report to download the latest version directly to your phone. So when your computer, TV, or radio is out of reach, just pick up your smartphone for the latest ag news and markets from the Oklahoma Farm Report.
Tom, looking at our grain futures as they finished the week, the wheat futures lower, soybeans lower, but the corn had a pretty decent close on Friday.
Yes, our trading was on the mixed side Friday. We didn't really have any fresh news out there. This is getting to become an old comment because we went pretty much all last week without anything that was really market moving to move our markets around, and we closed on the mixed side Friday. Now, it was a week that the March corn was unchanged compared to the previous week. March soybeans lost 5 cents, and March KC wheat lost 13 cents for the week. Now, this morning, we've seen the U.S. dollar continue to make new contract highs, while the crude oil this morning made a new contract low, and trading overnight has been on the mixed side, and we are currently holding mostly lower. At the 7:17 time period, March KC wheat's unchanged. March corn's down 2.5. March soybeans trading 5.25 lower. March cotton's up 48 points. March crude oil now is 30 cents higher. The March dollar index 24 cents higher, with the March Dow Jones futures 33 points lower.
Tom, how can folks get more information from you?
Dave, they can call us toll-free on the phone or check us on the Internet, either one, by using 866-GO-TO-TOM.
All right, Tom, thanks so much. Appreciate your time, as always, and look forward to visiting with you again tomorrow. That's going to wrap it up for us here today. For Tom Lefler, I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Network.